Section 4, Oklahoma's People. As you read, look for people who have made a contribution to our state. While leaders and people who make the news are essential to our state, it is the people behind the scenes and those who do not make the headlines who provide the heartbeat. The farmers, the home builders, the people who ensure we have safe water, the teachers, the utility workers, the mechanics, computer technicians, the artists, and all the thousands who contribute in their own way to our quality of life are essential to our vibrant state. Oklahoma's population in 2010 was 3,751,351, up from 3,453,996 in 2000. The work ethic of Oklahomans and our state's central location are often cited as reasons businesses relocate here. American Indians Today. Wilma Mankiller wasn't the only woman to ever head an American Indian tribe, but she was the first female in modern history to lead one of the largest tribes. Ross Swimmer persuaded Mankiller to join him in the 1975 election for chief and deputy chief of the Cherokee Nation. After serving for 10 years, Swimmer resigned in 1985 to head the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and according to Cherokee law, the deputy chief assumed the duties of chief. In spite of some threats from people who opposed a woman serving as chief, Mankiller won the 1987 election on her own merits. Mankiller endured serious health problems during her term as chief, but she never failed in her effort to revitalize and strengthen the tribe. The Cheyenne Arapaho tribes, like many other tribes, wrote a new constitution in 2006 to replace the one given them by the U.S. government over 75 years earlier. The constitution created a four-branch government: executive, legislative, judicial, and tribal council. As many tribes searched for funding sources, the American Indian gaming industry began to take shape in the 1990s. The gaming casinos are located on tribal lands throughout the state, and some have spurred local tourism. As tribes move forward with new ideas, cultural centers help bridge the past, present, and future. The Chickasaw Cultural Center near Sulphur is a state-of-the-art facility that shares and celebrates Chickasaw history and culture. Hailed as one of America's finest living museums, the Salajee Ancient Village is just one aspect of the Cherokee Heritage Center near Tahlequah. In addition to many local facilities around the state, plans are underway for a world-class American Indian Cultural Center and Museum in Oklahoma City. The annual Red Earth American Indian Cultural Festival, begun in 1987, continues to be a showcase for dance and art. Oklahoma talent. Oklahoma's talent is as varied as the state's terrain. From country and bluegrass to modern pop and opera, Oklahomans excel. Reba McEntire, Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Brooks and Dunn, Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Roy Clark, Gene Autry, Wanda Jackson, and Roger Miller have been long in the country music spotlight. The television show American Idol was the springboard for one of the most recent stars, Carrie Underwood of Chakota. Rock pop bands with Oklahoma ties have included Hinder, All American Rejects, and Flaming Lips. Hanson of Tulsa ruled the hip-hop scene for several years. Patti Page of Tulsa is one of the biggest-selling female recording artists in history. Leona Mitchell, from an Enid family of 15 children, is one of the world's most requested opera sopranos. Modern Rock Diaries, based in Oklahoma City, Desi and Cody of Tulsa, O Fidelis, Enid's Black Canyon, Chrome Pony, and Green Corn Revival of Weatherford are a few of the latest talented Oklahoma musical groups. Six Oklahoma women have won the title of Miss America. in addition to Norma Smallwood, 1926, and Jane J. Roe, 1967, the crown has been worn by Susan Powell of Elk City, 1981, Chantel Smith from Muldrow, 1996, Jennifer Berry of Tulsa, 2006, and Lauren Nelson, Lawton, 2007. Actors and actresses who have called Oklahoma home include Kristen Chenoweth, Megan Mullally, Ryan Merriman, Brad Pitt, Wes Studi, Gary Busey, Lon Chaney, Van Heflin, Rue McClanahan, and Ben Johnson. A few who have won acclaim for their behind-the-scenes work are Elmo Williams, Haskell Boggs, Stan Rosenfield, Gary Fredrickson, Blake Edwards, Matthew Mungle, Carol Littleton, and Sue B. Montgomery. Works by many of Oklahoma's American Indian artists, such as Jerome and Johnny Tiger, Bert Seaborn, and Alan Hauser, are recognized around the world. Paul Moore of Norman has sculpted over 100 works of art, but his largest piece is the Oklahoma Centennial Land Run Monument in Oklahoma City. One of the world's largest freestanding bronze sculptures, the project includes 45 pieces that extend 365 feet. Enoch Kelly Haney of Seminole created the 22-foot-tall bronze sculpture titled The Guardian, which stands on top of the Oklahoma State Capitol Dome. Charles Banks Wilson, Greg Burns, Fred Olds, and many others have made lasting contributions to the art world. Historians Angie Debo, Muriel Wright, Grant and Carolyn Foreman, Reba Collins, and Errol Morgan Gibson are among those who have documented our state's rich history so well. From his beginnings in Rentiesville, historian and scholar John Hope Franklin has fostered political and social change. In recognition of his achievements, Duke University opened the John Hope Franklin Center for Interdisciplinary and International Studies in 2000. We're entertained by novelist Tony Hillerman, C.J. Cherry, Harold Keith, James Thompson, Bob Burke, Billy Letts, Carolyn Hart, William Bernhardt, and many others. Several Oklahomans have made their mark in the food world. Top chef, cookbook author, television personality, and Oklahoma native Rick Bayless has introduced America to authentic Mexican cooking. Ree Drummond wasn't looking for a career when she began a blog as a way to share photos with her family and friends. The Pioneer Woman blog soon became one of the most beloved on the Internet. She now is a cookbook author and has her own Food Network TV show, all from the family ranch near Pawhuska. Known for decades for outstanding athletes, Oklahoma is now home to the National Basketball Association Oklahoma City Thunder Team, and their NBA Development League team, the Tulsa 66ers, as well as the Tulsa Shock, a women's NBA team, and Oklahoma City Barons and Tulsa Oilers hockey teams. The transformation of the Oklahoma River in Oklahoma City has resulted in a world-class rowing venue and boathouse district. Helping others. Oklahomans often demonstrate their generosity by both aiding others in their time of need and by monetary donations. Oil magnate and Oklahoma State University graduate T. Boone Pickens donated $165 million to the university in 2006, which is in addition to several earlier donations. In 2000, the University of Oklahoma received a donation of the Weitzenhofer Art Collection, which is the single most important collection of French Impressionism ever given to an American public university. Wanda Bass donated 100 Steinway pianos, valued at $2.1 million, to Oklahoma City University in 2002. Others give of their time, such as 33-year-old Fern Holland. An Oklahoma attorney, originally from Blue Jacket, Holland joined the Peace Corps and then was hired by the U.S. Agency for International Development to investigate human rights abuses in Iraq. She then began to work tirelessly on behalf of Iraqi women's rights, which put her in harm's way. She was assassinated in Iraq in March 2004. Many other Oklahomans donate countless hours of their time and their expertise in Oklahoma and around the world helping others. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and Oklahoma native Anthony Shadid traveled the world covering the news. The Heritage Hall graduate was a reporter for the Associated Press, the Washington Post, and the Boston Globe. At the time of his death in 2012, he was on assignment for the New York Times. He passionately covered the news and often put his life at risk to tell the stories of people impacted by terrorism in the Middle East. Born from one of our worst tragedies, the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon is considered one of the top five destination marathons in the country. Running partners Chet Collier and Thomas Hill came up with the idea while on a morning run in 2001. The event now attracts some 25,000 runners from 49 states and several foreign countries and over 7,000 volunteers. The marathon's mission is to celebrate life, reach for the future, honor the memories of those killed, and unite the world in hope. Words spoken by Governor George Nye in 1983 during his State of the State address to the Oklahoma legislature hold true today. Quote, "I want to say again today, lest we forget, that as tough as things are, compared to the other states and the nation as a whole, we still are in that enviable position. That's not to say that we don't have our problems, but we should never forget from where we came. We should never forget the progress that we've made, the steps forward that have been taken." End quote. It's your turn. Number one, who was Wilma Mankiller? Number two, who was responsible for sculpting the Oklahoma Centennial Land Run Monument in Oklahoma City? The following is a summary of Chapter 17. Oklahoma was rocked by the county commissioner scandal in the early 1980s. In the late 1970s and early 1980s, the state's economy continued to rely on the petroleum industry despite its boom-bust cycle. In the early 1980s, oil refineries in Oklahoma and elsewhere closed due to the cost of refining oil. This contributed to the bust in the oil industry, which adversely affected Oklahoma's economy. In 1982, Oklahoma celebrated its 75th birthday with many events. That same year, Oklahomans approved pari-mutuel wagering on horse races. Legislation passed in the 1980s helped provide Oklahoma with one of the top teacher education programs in the country. Oklahoma and the nation were changed forever by a terrorist attack on the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. The attack killed 168 people and damaged more than 300 buildings. A national memorial on the former site of the Murrah Building was dedicated on April 19, 2000, the fifth anniversary of the bombing. The largest tornado outbreak ever recorded in Oklahoma occurred on May 3, 1999. Over 800 people were injured, 44 people died, and 3,000 buildings were destroyed. Oklahomans responded to the 9/11 terrorist attacks on New York City and the Pentagon by sending responders and counselors to aid the thousands affected by the tragedies. In the 21st century, Oklahoma's economy became more diverse, and advances in technology and research programs kept Oklahomans on the cutting edge of science. The military continued to appreciate Oklahoma's favorable geographic location, as well as the quality of life communities offer military personnel. Many Oklahoma Indian tribes are opening gaming casinos on their tribal lands to improve their economy and spur tourism. Oklahoma celebrated its centennial in 2007 with hundreds of projects and events. Through the years, many Oklahomans have distinguished themselves as actors, artists, musicians, historians, and novelists.